Yo, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shooting from the Circle. I'm Brett, your host. And today we follow the Rumbelara Football Netball Club's A-grade side on their quest for a premiership in 2024. And today, wowee. I'm just going to say wowee, because what did I witness today? I witnessed a demolition. I am just going to put it out there. And I witnessed a demolition of... Yeah, it was unbelievable. I witnessed the demolition of the reigning premiers in Tongola by the Rumbelara Football Netball Club's A-grade side. 29 goals, I think. I'm not real sure on the scores because the app's down and everything else, but I know for a fact it was 29 goals. Rumbelara kicked Tongola's ass by 29 goals. It was meant to be a preview of, say, the grand final this year, because they both came into the game undefeated. Rumbelara have had some good quality games against good quality sides. Tongola, exactly the same. Both shooting circles are on fire. You had Millie Brock and Grace Hammond in that shooting circle, and then you've got Jesse Barnes, and you also had Soph Axon in Rumbelara's shooting circle. But today, it's hard to fathom what happened. The first quarter came out and Rumbelara and Tongola were pretty much even. They were goal for goal for a little bit, and then what really turned it on was all of a sudden. The ball came down. Tiana Steele, as she has done in many a games, has come across, taken the intercept. Rumbelara then has brought the ball down through their midcourt into Jesse Barnes' hands, and she's converted. And that sort of that then was the trigger. After that, it was pretty much all Rumbelara. Rumbelara's midcourt were just absolutely sensational. They could not put a foot wrong. You had Emily, you had Sarah, and they had an under-17s girl, Rehab, who came in. She's playing on a premiership wing attack. She played wing defense, but she held her own. I think they found something special in her. She came on, and she was able to compete. She was able to turn around and lock down those passes in that midcourt. So pretty much what happened was that that defensive third for Rumbelara, it got locked down. It pretty much got locked down to the point where pretty much Millie Brock and the goal attack, they had nowhere to go. The passing was off, and Rumbelara created turnovers. It was pretty much turnover after turnover. And then all of a sudden, Rumbelara on song. And Jesse Barnes, if I'm going to put it out there, if she doesn't win the Murray League A-grade netball's best and fairest this year, I'll go he. I'll think there's something going on, because she was just a man mountain. She was playing shooter first, so Soph was playing goal attack. And the best thing about it was that Tongola knew how good she was, so they were pretty much double teaming her. But what that was doing, it was freeing up Soph, and Soph was hitting them from downtown. Soph was shooting. She shot probably her best game. Between the two of them, they were absolutely outstanding. Emily and Sarah, Sarah playing center and Emily playing wing attack, they just absolutely dominated Tongola's midcourt. They had no answer. So Grace Hammond was playing center. She got beaten. I'm just going to say it. She absolutely got beaten. Their wing defense got absolutely annihilated. As I said, Rehab, who was playing on their wing attack, she just shut her down. And then the dominance, I will say, of Tiana and Jess Bamblett in that defensive circle was just unbelievable. They were picking off intercepts. They were getting rebounds. Now, you're looking at Millie Brock, who's, 6'4", 6'5", maybe taller. and they were getting rebounds. They were boxing her out, and they were getting in there, and they were grabbing that ball. Jessie Bamblett was just grabbing that ball ferociously. You can hear the slap when she was turning around and grabbing that ball, and she was just, they were on song. Her and Tiana Steele were on song. Rehab in wing defense, Emily in wing attack, Sarah in center, and then they were just, they just knew, and the goalers were moving beautifully. They, like, you had Brennan in or Drennan in that goal defense, and they were getting, their defensive unit got beaten soundly, and that was a big thing. I think I said it in the other podcast, that how was their defense going to come up against these two? These two, I think it's the second game in a row where they've scored over 70 goals. You know, 70 goals against the reigning premiers. I'm talking reigning premiers that were very, very strong last year. And here's a side that shot 70 goals at the end. But as I said, the first quarter, Rumble are on top. They came out in that second quarter and they were a little bit flat. And the funny thing about it was, is they've got these rolling subs now. So they were rolling off, and Tiana Steele seen, up until halfway through the second quarter, she's seen three goal attacks. She sent three goal attacks off. And it wasn't because they were, had to have a rest, because Tiana, she was playing goal defense on her own. She absolutely, they just could not, they could not do anything. They really could not do anything. They tried certain combinations. And I know Tiana Steele, after the game, turned around, she said that, I think what they were more doing was trying to confuse her and Jess Bamblett, because they were just, you know, changing up. So Tiana and Jess Bamblett would get used to one combination and how they played, whether they'll body on body, run the post, run outside the pockets, run baseline, whatever. So Jess and Tiana were, they were starting to know how their shooters were playing, but then all of a sudden they changed it up, and then all of a sudden Tiana and Jess had to reset. And to their credit, those two in that defensive circle, they just knew, they switched on. They knew exactly how to play. And as I said, up until halfway through the second quarter, Tiana Steele had sent off three goal attacks. She sent off three goal attacks. Someone turned around and said, oh, yeah, but maybe they're having a rest. Well, Tiana Steele wasn't. She was still there. She wasn't rolling, subbing off. Jess wasn't rolling, subbing off. Those two stayed in that defensive circle for the whole game. And it was, the second quarter they were a bit flat. And they admitted to that. They said that, they probably, good sides are going to score. Now, I think halftime, I think Tom Gale only had 14 goals. And you're looking at, and I know Grace Hammond went into goal. So you're looking at one, she's the coach of Tongala. Two, she plays under 23 VNL for Bendigo Strikers. Then you are looking at, up until today, you're looking at probably one of the informed shooters in Millie Brock. She plays VNL Championship for Bendigo Strikers. She's 6'4", 6'5". She is a big girl, the most nicest person you will ever meet. But on the court, she is a demon when it comes up. When it comes to getting that ball, but they had no answer. They really had no answer, and it was the perceived pressure from that midcourt. So, Sarah playing center, her commitment to playing a defensive center was nearly as good as her commitment to turn around and play an offensive center. So she would come back and she would turn around and hands over the ball and defend in their defensive third. Rehab would do exactly the same thing. So it was putting pressure on Tongala's midcourt. They didn't have an answer. And they were turning the ball over, and Emily and Sarah and Rehab, they were getting intercepts, and then it was coming down. And the biggest thing, and it's like anything, you need to capitalize and score on turnovers. It's no point having a turnover and it comes back and you don't score. Well, Rumble Arrow today, they did that. Like, I think they were 24 goals or 23 goals up, at halftime. And, you know, you can say, oh, geez, that's a lot. But you know that you're going to have, you know, Tonga are a quality side. They are a quality side. And you know that they're going to turn around and be right on it. They are going to be on it, on it, on it. And, you know, you knew that they were going to score. They were going to turn around and come back and they were going to be on it and score. And they did. In that third quarter, it was goal for goal, goal for goal. But then again, Rumbelara started getting intercepts again. And they were capitalising on his intercepts. They were capitalising on turnovers. They were scoring off turnovers. You know, just the way Rumbelara played, they were miles in front of Tongala. And as I said, Tongala, they're reigning A grade, they're reigning A grade premiership side in Murray League, and to be 20 odd goals down at halftime, it had to have been deflating. And I know I looked over and Grace Hammond, she's trying to rally the troops and get them going again, and over in the Rumbelara bench, they knew what they had to do and they were talking. But then, you know, there was a laughter and they were talking about things and they were actually talking about what they did wrong, and they were laughing about it. Oh, yeah, I dropped the ball, or I missed this, or I missed that. And they were very relaxed. They were so, so relaxed. It was funny. It was just eerie at halftime that Rumbelara was so relaxed. But a lot of other people thought, yep, 22 goals or 23 goals, the quality side are going to continue. You know, they're going to come at you. And I think Rumbelara knew that. So third quarter come out, and Tony sort of did. I think they were scoring two goals, but then Rumbelara would score three or four. And again, the midcourt rehab in wing defence was absolutely brilliant. She's only 17 years old. She plays under 17s, and she came on, and she was and you can tell she was beating their wing attack. And their wing attack, she was trying everything. And what the best thing about it was the wing attack maybe go to another side, but then Sarah would pick her up. Sarah in the centre would pick her up. And rehab would go pick the center up, whether it be Grace Hammond. Yeah, and they, as I said, they continued trying to get a combination that they liked in that shooting circle. So Grace Hammond would go in there, and she played in there for a while. And she did all right. And then they had a girl that played, I think she played B grade. She come in and she did all right as well. So hats off to Grace Hammond. They didn't stop. But Rumble, just across the board, yeah, there was more turnovers. There was more intercepts by Tiana Steele. There was more intercepts by Jesse Barnes and Jesse Bamblett. The whole team, yeah, they were just on song. Yeah, I think, I don't think anyone led intercepts on the team, because I was just taking intercepts left, right, and center. You know, Tongala would try and get it out of their defensive third, and Soph would get, they'd get an intercept, or Jesse Barnes would get an intercept, or Jesse Bamblett down in that defensive end in that third quarter. She was just so strong, and it allowed Tiana to roam a bit more, to be able to move a bit freer. She was able to, sort of zone off. But then when the ball come down, they switched onto a zone and they were able to just, as I said, just lock down Tongala. Tongala had no answer for Rumbelara's midcourt. They had no answer for their defensive end. And I think they brought on another defender to try and, curb what Jesse Barnes and what Soph were doing, and it didn't work. They come into the last quarter, and it was a mirror image of the first, second, and third. Goal for goal, goal for goal, and then all of a sudden, Rumbelara just switched on again, and they put Lavelle on. So Lavelle went to goal defence, and rehab, she came off, and well deserved break, and it was like they were exactly the same. Lavelle come on, and she was just pressure on that wing attacks. A wing, yeah, just pressure. And it was causing turnovers. It was causing confusion. It was causing them to perceive pressure. They just didn't know where to go, what to do, how to do anything. And you've got Gianna Steele and Jesse Bamblett in that defensive circle just talking. Yeah, they're talking to the young girl. Yeah, move here, go post. And they were full of chat. And even in the last quarter, I think they were 24, maybe 25 goals up, three-quarter time. And, you play 15 minutes of netball. So you score one a minute. That's only 15 goals. But you got to stop the other side from. So we pretty much, a lot of people just knew, okay, the game's over. What is Rumbelaar going to do? But they continued. They continued to put that pressure on. They continued to, throw their hands up over the ball. In that fourth quarter, it was to and fro again. It just seemed the way it was for the first three quarters. It was, goal for goal, goal for goal. Now, for Rumbelaar, that was ideal, because they weren't getting anywhere. And then Rumbelaar, they started to have some turnovers. And then you could probably tell that the pressure of the game sort of get to a few of them. Even Rumbelaar, they started to feel a bit fatigued and things started. And I know Sarah after the game, she said she was gassed. She played a full quarter in center. Best game I've ever seen her play. Emily's taken off to, where's she going? She's going over to Europe. The whole team, it was just a whole solid team effort by Rumbelaar. They now sit pretty, one game ahead, undefeated. I noticed a few opposition sides, people watching them. So Moama was there watching them. And I really think, I know Jesse Bamblett said it at the end that, they're probably a targeted side now. Rumbelaar are going to be chased by a lot of teams. Yeah, they've proved that. Yeah, they smashed a side last week that won two premierships in a row in Deniliquin. Smashed them by 30 goals. They then come up against Tongola, who, were on the same points. They won the same amount of games as Rumbelaar, but they were the reigning premiers. Let's not forget that. Let's not just turn around and say, oh, that was last year. No, they are the reigning premiers, and they only had one girl missing out of their premiership side, one girl. Rumbelaar had all new girls. They beat a reigning premier side, but they just didn't beat them. They destroyed them. They absolutely destroyed Tongola today. Hands down, they will be flag favorites now unless something stupid happens. Now, every win you have is close to a game you're going to lose, and Rumbelaar understand that, but they need that percentage. They need to get that boost. They need to have that bit of freedom that if they do drop a game, it's not going to affect where they are. But we all know that, you can go for a whole season undefeated and drop out in straight sets, and that's what Denny did last year. So it can happen, but they need, the closest game they've had is Moama. Moama are probably saying, oh, well, yeah, we've got them because that was the closest. But, you're looking at second, third game. Emily and Sarah now have just improved as the game's gone on. Tiana and Jess Bamblett have improved. And Jess Barnes is just a machine. She gets that ball. And her rebounds, her intensity on her rebounds is more than her intensity to shoot the ball. And then you got Soph. And as I said, you get a name for yourself as a shooter. And on just Barnes, she changed from going goal shooter to goal attack. And she was doing a lot of the driving and a lot of the work. But what that did was, she was able to help everyone else out, but they didn't really need it. Like in that last quarter, they did not need it. They were They were sublime. They, as I said, they're going to be premiership favourites. They're going to be headhunted. There's going to be, you know, sides that are going to chase them. They're probably the benchmark of the league now, Rumbalara. You know, as I said, 30 goals against the reigning premiers. And I think they kept it. Like, yeah, as I said, they were 14. Tongala only 14 goals they had shot to half time. And, yeah, they shot another 26 after that. But good sides are going to do that. And you get fatigue come in and a bit of complacency. Oh, yeah, we're in front by this much, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that probably happened to Rumbalara today. But they didn't, like, they didn't wane away from a lot of their intensity. It was just a few things, obviously, and then you start having fumbles and you know, their mindset, you know, they've got to be strong right up until that final siren goes. But today, as I said, I witnessed a demolition of an A-grade premiership side. Tongala got absolutely spanked. I'm not sure how Grace would deal with it at training, because 30 goals is a lot of goals to try and make up. Yeah, 30 goals is huge. To lose by 30 goals, and their defense got exploited. Their defense got found out. They could not do anything. Because Jesse Barnes and Soph were just on song. As I said, I haven't got the final score either because of the app is down. But, I know for a fact it was 29 or 30 goals. Just a super, super effort by Rumbalara today. I do want to wish everybody's mum a happy Mother's Day, whatever mother figure you are, happy Mother's Day, whether it be grandmas, aunties, mums, daughters, sisters. So happy Mother's Day to everybody for tomorrow being Sunday. I hope you get spoiled. You should get spoiled because you deserve it. Today, the witnessing of maybe the premiership favourites coming into the Murray League netball season, six games or eight games or whatever it is that they've played, they're undefeated, Rumbalara, just absolutely demolished the reigning A-grade premiers by 29 or 30 goals. They got Mawaila next week. Then they got a bye, and then I think they got Cobram. They miss Emily, so Emily goes overseas for 5 weeks. But you got Madika coming back. You got Kai coming back. You got quality players coming back into this side. They're just on song. They just know how to win, and they want to win. Yeah, you've got Jesse Barnes who wants to win. Jess Bambler who wants to win. Tiana Steele wants to win. Emily and Sarah, yeah, they're not driving down to from Melbourne just to lose a game. No, they want to win. And, you know, they are just absolutely, they're a scoring machine, a defensive machine at the moment. So anyway, that is my review of today's game, Tongala versus Rumbalara, where Rumbalara A-grade netball was demolished, and I'll say that again, demolished Tongala by 30 goals. It was just a masterclass effort. People who watched the game, yeah, they would have had to have been enlightened by what they seen with Jesse Barnes, her shooting prowess. She just knows what to do. That is my review. As I said, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. If you're a mother figure, and happy Mother's Day to the ones who have lost their mums or a mother figure, whether it be auntie, you know, grandma, great-grandma. You all deserve tomorrow. So please put your feet up with your moccasins or your slippers in your nice dressing gowns, and make sure your kids either give you breakfast in bed, cook your tea, cook your lunch, but just don't lick a finger. Or if you want peace and quiet, just tell your kids to get out of the way, and you just want peace and quiet. You don't want anyone around. But yeah, as I said, that is me, Brett. Thank you for listening to Shooting from the Circle, following the Rumbelara Football Netball Club's A grade side this year. And where are we? A demolition of the reigning premiers, Rumbelara, on song, 30 goals up, beating the reigning premiers. What more can I say? Yeah, they just need to keep that intensity now for the rest of the season. But anyway, that is me, Brett. All have a great night. Have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day again to all their mums, to my mum, to my partner's mum, to everybody out there. And enjoy. Bye. Rotasi telepati.